Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with the Pachad Yitzchak. Tavshin Pe Gimel and Chanukah are learned to be in Chusuf for Shlomer for Chayes Otil Bazar Tzipora. Itamar Shechaim and Esther Chaim Leiv and Ora Yael Basor Shulchan Yisrael. The Pachad Yitzchak writes so beautifully. So we're not going to say the long Torahs, but we'll say the themes very, very briefly. If you look at Maimer Beis in Chanukah, Rav Hunter, today's his Yartzei Chav Kislev. He's down for us in all of Chayes. So Rav Hunter says, we know that Chanukah is called Yemei Lahodos Ulahalal, the days of gratitude and days of thanks. He says, you know, in the Hebrew language, he says hoda'a of thinking is also a lashon of moda, to admit. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, says Rav Hutner, when a person thanks someone, what are you actually doing? You're admitting to the other side that you couldn't do anything without them. That you couldn't do anything without them. When we thank the Rabbeinu Shem for every single minute of An Chanukah, especially when we say Hal and Alanisim and Nodilecha, that's why, right? The Gemara says, where do you put Alanisim? By Noda and by Modim. Because the whole Indian of Chanukah, we're being Moda to the Rabbeinu Shem. That yes, we have no idea how the Pach Shimon could have lasted, and you can't even imagine how we won the war. When a person realizes real gratitude is admitting to the Rabbeinu Shem, you couldn't have done it without you, and it's admitting that we couldn't do anything else in our lives. And the Chos de Lubin tells us on the Indian of Akar Satov brought down the Sefer Tzichos by Boz Hashem, which he talks all about Hoda. What does he say? The more you think, the more you get. We're going to say this in Chanukah a lot. Hodil Hashem ki toiv ki yidol chaso. Pashup shat. Thank Hashem for the good He gave you, and His kindness shall endure forever. Says the Chos de, no. Hodil Hashem ki tov. The more you think it for the good, ki yidol chaso. The more shefa, the more bracha you will get. Says the Rav Futner. They're called Yemei Hados Holahalal. The more you think, the more you'll get. At the end of the day, we see the tremendous connection between Hoda'ah and Moda. When you think, you're admitting to the other side, or admitting to the Rabbeinu Shem, we couldn't have done it without it. Idea number two. Idea number two is Maimer Vav. Maimer Vav, I saw quoted in the Chamudei Daniel, incredible sefer from Rav Daniel Stein, Shlita, Rashiva NYU. Maimer Vav, he says, what was Yavan's their whole Indian? What was Golas Yavan? Golas Yavan wasn't to be able to kill us. The war was secondary. The Inyan was the Yavah, they wanted to be able to Hellenize us. They wanted to Greekenize. He says the Lashon of Misyavnim only, right, for us to be able to get a little more Greek. You don't have that by anywhere else. He says that it was Dafka Galus Yavon. They tried to be able to make us a little bit more like them. The Torah? Here, take the Torah, let's translate it into Greek. Our job is to realize, no, we are different. We are different. We are not going to get Hellenized. And that's the whole inu why Vayishlach comes by Shechem and by Chanukah and by Yosef Tzadik, by the Mitzrayim. Because our job is to be so strong with the negative influence around us, to be so strong. That's what Rav Shor says. When you come into your house, the mezuzah is on the right, I believe from the Sas Emes. When you, right is chesed, kindness, love, compassion, and patience. When you go out of the house, the mezuzah is on the left. To remind you, Gibor, the rest of the world, there's a lot of hard things out there. To be a Gibor, to make sure that Yavan doesn't enter your home. The Sram tells that Yavan, Yud, a little bit, tells us the word Yavan, even tells us who they are. Yud, Vav, Nun. A little bit Yud, a little bit at a time, then Vav a little longer, and then Nun even longer than that. Yavan's main idea was not to kill us physically. It was to kill us spiritually. To hold on so strong to our Shabbos, to Chodesh, to Milah, to Torah, to hold on so strong to our Torah and Mitzvos. Incredible idea from Rav Hunner, Misyavnim, the whole Indian of trying to change our Avodas Hashem spiritually comes from of Yavan, to take upon ourselves the mitzvah, to take the panimis of the Indian of Chanukah, is to realize that we have to be so careful on what our morals, and what are they driven by, what are our priorities, what are our values. Idea number three. I found idea number three, I just looked at a Maimer Yud Beis quickly, but he writes, what was the whole Indian of Yavan? Yavan, their pagam in us was to tell us that you're no different than us. Your Torah, Greek knowledge, Aristotle and Socrates, we also have wisdom. And our job is to realize, no, we're different. Says the Rav Hunner, Shehi ha'uma ha'miyuchedes, they were the nation, the special nation that won, litztainos koich ha'seichel, to cold in our koich ha'seichel, near hi pigam b'pablosin shal Yisrael, to realize that, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing special about the Jewish neshama. Miznagedes la'pablosin shal Yisrael, nothing special to the Torah, nothing special to the Torah, right? The Chazal say that, what do they make? They write on the cribs of everything, every Jewish crib, that she'ein l'chelek elokem Yisrael, that you don't have anything. You don't have a portion in the God of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, we know the Jewish neshama is different from the rest of the world. The Jewish neshama is the chelik hamimah manish, like we said in the Tanya yesterday from Yutes Kislev, is to realize that, do you think it's stam that Yutes Kislev is right before Chanukah? No! The stam is not because we have to remember who we are. Yavan says we're all the same. The Torah is the same as the Greek wisdom. The Jewish Hashem is the same thing as the non-Jewish Hashem. No, we're a chelok yamimam mamish. And the Torah is different from the rest of the studies of the world. Koich of Yavan was going against the Koich of Seichel. So just to review these three ideas, idea number one, we said, Moda and Hoda, the one you admit, when you thank, you're admitting to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we couldn't have done it without him. That's Inyan Hoda, Maimer Beis, Maimer Vav. The Koich of Yavan is the Koich of Misyavnim. They try to Hellenize us, Greekenize us, to change us spiritually. We'll be so strong, the Sasemis tells us from Rav Shor, by the Mezuzah tells us how to be, how, go into your house, kindness, compassion, leaving, Gibor, strength, and that makes you not to be affected spiritually. And finally, the third and final idea, Maimer Beis, is that they try to change the tutorials, that they even, right, Ches Tevis, they even try to translate, and they did, they translated the Torah into Greek. The Torah is different. No, the Torah is the same. No, the Torah is different. The Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Rabbonu Shalom, and the Koach of the Neshama is different. The Shem is different. We're Chelek Mimah Mamash. To take these three ideas of Pacha Yitzchak Rafuner on his Neshama, on his yard site. Remember, Hakar Satov, the Inyan of Hakar Satov, what's the Pnimis of Hakar Satov, to understand not to be affected by the outside world, and to understand that the difference between the Jew and the Torah is a completely different world. Not saying better, it's just different. Different from the holiness of the Jewish Neshama and the holiness of the Torah. Kedosha Shkoyach.